Okay, we're holding Simon Reish Yud Tes. We're up to the middle of Siv Dalid. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezayin. Welcome to our new time. So we're continuing Siv Dalid, Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezayin. I'll read the Mechaber again just to bring back the halacha that we're holding in. And then we'll continue discussing Birchas HaGoymel. Today we'll discuss if a woman who gives birth, different minhagim that have developed. Although we already passed in that the minhag is that women don't make birchas hagoyimol. We'll discuss that a little more in depth and a few other halachas. Zok the mechaber siv dalet in berach acher va'amar baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam asher gemolcho kol toiv. If someone else, means that Reuven got saved from some sort of tzara, and Shimon makes a bracha asher gemolcho Hashem did for you kol toiv va'ana amen, and then the person who had the tzara that was saved from it answers amen yata, he's out to his chiyuv. So also if he says, Brich Rachmana, blessed are you Hashem, Malka da Amma, the Yavachlan, you gave him to us, the Anava Amen Yatza. So this means I can make a bracha for you, even though I have no chiyuv, I can make it for you. Haga. And yesterday we sort of were ma'ayr how this is a little bit different than the regular din arvus. Over here, you have to answer Amen to be Yatza. Don't answer Amen, you're not Yatza. And really, we said it's so much not arvus over here, it's a little bit shver. What gives me the right to make a bracha for you if I'm not mechuyev in it? And for that, I think the answer has something to do with those who hold you can do it, is that I'm making a bircha shvach v'hayda, similar to a tefillah nedava. Let's say you want to stop on a daven, an extra tefillah. You daven already, you want to daven an extra tefillah. So then, a person has a right to daven a tefillah nedava. So too over here, you're saying a bracha of shvach v'hayda, and that a person maybe has the right to do that, and therefore it's not considered a bracha levatala, well, even though you're not really mechuyev in the bracha. Hagah, ain't a bracha levatala, min ha-mevarech, af ha-pish alein ischayin b'bracha zu. It's not a bracha levatala, even though the person making the bracha is not chayiv in it. Hoyol ve'einim mevarech, rach derech sherech v'hayda, al tevas chaveri she'sameach ba. Right, since he's only making the bracha derech shevach vayda, I'm happy for you. And like we said before, ke'ena tefilas nedav. I'm just saying a shvach vayda to the Eivishter, and that works for the person who's mechuyev. He answers amin, he's yaitze. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that it's not so pashut to be say mechamis. Look, so kol tezayin the Mishnah Berurah, page 272, rak derech shevach. Right, shaloi b'teres chiyev. He wasn't saying b'teres chiyev. And if I make a bracha b'teres chiyev, I'm not mechuyev in it. That could be a bracha levatala. Over here, I'm not making a teres chiyuv. I'm making a stam a shvach to the Eivishter, and I have a right to do that. Sivkot in Yud Zayin, al tevas chaveri, v'kol shekein al ishtoi. Kol shekein, the person can make a bracha for his wife. She could gufoi, the Rishai Levarech. Umizeh zak the Mishnah Berurah. Noigin ksas anoshim kishu yoldois nishayseyim v'chodis aburion. When their wives give birth, and they recover from the birth. Oimdim mevarech and birchas ha-goymol. The husband makes a bracha of birchas ha-goymol. Uchitana amen al brachasi yaitis bezeh. And when she enters Amin on his bracha, she's yaitze. V'nosach ha-bracha yom, what should he say? Ha-gaymel ha-chayav and toivu she-gemolach kol toiv. He makes it, Lashon speaking to his wife, she-gemolach kol toiv, that he was good to his wife, kol toiv. Hashem took care of his wife. Then berach sh'loi b'vanev, she's not there, yemre she-gamal le-ishti kol toiv. V'mavarech al-aviv ha-rabba, yemre barachat ha-Hashem, ha-kinim al-chayel, she-gamal le-avi, al-rabbi kol toiv, v'mefanev yemre she-gemolach kol toiv. We see how the Mishnah Berurah says that from this halacha developed the minhag, where even though the woman won't make a birchas hagoymol, the woman's in a chas v'shalom car accident or similar sakana, she won't make birchas hagoymol because it's not orech ara for the woman to make a bracha in front of 10 men. But her husband, after she has a baby, some places he'll make a bracha and she will be yaitza with that bracha that he makes. And even though this is not the minhag in many places, it did develop a minhag where the woman does come to shul and hear her husband say baruchu at an aliyah, and that's how she's yaitza sort of her chiyuv hayda to the Eivishter. And even those who don't do it like that, they'll come even by a ma'ariv to hear the first baruchu by a ma'ariv. The woman, the first thing she leaves the house, she'll come to hear that baruchu, and I think it comes from here. I found it in the Sefer Ashri Yalantai. He says, Achash in this rapa, after a woman who gave birth feels better, I guess not fully better, but a little bit better after 3 or 7 days, where she's no longer a chela sheyesh basakana. Mevi'in minyan the beis hayeladas. You bring a minyan to her house. Or she here left as a beis hamendus. She's not a tefillah, or she goes to shul was not a tefillah. But ha'bal oimer baruchu lefnei teva. And the husband says baruchu in front of the oven. Umechavin lase shevach vaydol Hashem aver ishle. He has a mind when he says that baruchu to give a praise to Hashem for his wife. Ve'ishatana amen. And the woman answers amen. And also, she could hear from someone. It doesn't have to be from her husband. She could hear baruch from someone else also, and she answers amen. And that way, she is yaitza her chiyuv ha'ida. Some have the minig where the woman herself makes the bracha. That is minig Yerushalayim, I think. Since there are 10 people in the house anyways, she can make ha'gaymo, but that's only done in Yerushalayim. It's not done over here in America. Over here, the woman does not make the Hagaymo, but there are some that have this minhag where she goes out, like it says over here, this we do have a minhag. She won't leave the house, Ad Shemaz Baruchu. V'alicha Rishonim Mebeisa should be to shul to hear the Baruchu. And that is what we do. That is the minhag by many, not everyone, but many people. The first time she leaves the house, she goes to the shul, and she hears either her husband or someone else say Baruchu. I didn't, look in cup that she hears a main Yehesh Rabbah, that's also good. That's what I've heard before. Yeah? I've heard that before. Yeah, you've heard that? I've heard that before. But I've only seen over here now, when looking around, Baruch Hu. She should hear Baruch Hu either by Marv or by Shachar. She heard that Baruch Hu, and that would be in place of the Hagaymo, and that would be her way to give Shemach my daughter to the Eibishter. Zavzakot Yechet, Shesameach Ba. Medavka Bekroivai Oy Oyavai. Right? Someone that is your Karev, or someone that likes you a lot. Shakaparim Sameach Hubur Fuwasai Vetalash Shazet. They're happy with the fact that you got better from you, the person who was sick got better, or they're happy that you got saved. If you're not really so happy, a guy wants to make peace, he doesn't want to be like, I was, if I don't like you, so some guy got in a car accident, he comes back, because you want to be peaceful, you don't want to be in a fight with the guy, then you have no right to do that, to make the bracha for him. Because there is just the man shalom, that's not called a proper bracha for shvach vayda. You're not really, if my good friend gets saved, I'm giving shvach vayda to the Eibishter that my good friend got saved. But if a guy who I don't like got saved, what?
People know this halacha, then they'll know you hate me.
No, yeah, when you see him.
If you come to this guy and you say, Baruch Hashem,
like, you know. Yeah, no, I like him, that's it. If you make the bracha, well, we don't want to do this. But if the people did this, then if a guy makes a bracha, then now we know we're really friends. No, if you don't make the bracha, then I have a suffix at least. Just say with Hashem Malchut, Baruch Hashem is Baruch the Yavachlon. Yeah, if you make that bracha, that means you're basically saying, I don't like you, yeah. Not that I don't like you, but you're not the Karev or the Oyavoi. Many argue in this halacha. Many argue in this halacha, and they say it only applies to a father or a Rebbe. That's the case in the Gemara where it was a Rebbe, so only to a father or a Rebbe, and I don't remember 100% now why only works by these people, not others, but actually the whole halacha is a shvar halacha. How can I make a bracha for you if I'm not mechuyev in the bracha? Baruch Kaponim, only for a father or a Rebbe, and even that, I don't think we do these days. Everyone makes their own berachas agoyimah, and that's it. Fine. Zuxiv, hey, we saw already, we'll read it again. And berach echad agoyimah la'atmai v'nischav v'nohoyti eschaverit. Let's say we're both mechuyev in berachas agoyimah, and I make the bracha to be made to you. We have yesterday we discussed many brachim want to say agaymol. One can make for all of them, and you yotze even if you don't say amen because we're all mechuyev in it. The minig is that we all make our own, but if someone made for someone else, it would work. Zaksiv vav im echar, if someone pushed off making the bracha berachas agaymol, yeshay tashlum on the varach kol zman sheyirtze. You have tashlum to make a bracha whenever. You want it's proper not to push off more than 3 days. It means whenever you, let's say a person flies to Eretz Yisrael and you're minigis to make a bracha berachas agaymol, you try not to push it off more than 3 days. So the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Yitassim Echar, right? To learn, shloim berach b'shasha alam in a yam. You didn't make the bracha when you came from the yam. Oy b'shasha chazer leburiyam machlase. Or when the person got better, he didn't make the bracha. Chaf shloishi yamim da adzman zeh kari bamin adarech. Until 3 days, a person is called bamin adarech. Even if a person is going to have to make a bracha, not in front of a Sefer Torah, the minute is you make hagaymo by a Sefer Torah. And if you're going to wait for a Sefer Torah, it'll be more than 3 days. Don't wait more than 3 days for the Sefer Torah. If someone, he left shul early and he missed laning on a Monday or a Thursday, and now it's going to be more than 3 days till next time, just get 10 people together and say Agneimah without a Sefer Torah. Zoksev Zayim. Ba'ashkenaz v'tzarfat, in Germany and France, in Ashkenaz, ein mevarchin kishahokha me'ir le'ir. You travel from one city to another city, you don't make berachas Agneimah for that. That's called regular travel. It's not called Yardei HaMidbar. When you go through the Midbar, it's dangerous. There are wild animals. There's no food and drink. Just go city to city. That's not considered a sakana. The nation lost the place. When you go in the desert, it's common to have wild animals and robbers. But in Spain and the Minik Sfardim, their meaning is to make a bracha. All the paths are Bechetzka Sakana. Even according to Minik Sfardim, that they make a bracha just traveling city to city, like Tfilos HaDerech. They do it regularly. Whenever you say Tfilos HaDerech, you bench Gremel if you Minik Sfardim. So, if it's less than the Parsi, you're not going to make the bracha. However, if it's a very dangerous place, even less than the Parsa, it's a place where they throw stones, then even less than the Parsa, according to Minik Svard, they would make Hagayma because it's a Sakana. Zakti Mishabro, Sakana Chafal, Shlechivu Ela. I am the Kabayim Sakana Laman Aleph. Over there, in Sakana Laman Aleph is going to discuss when we don't mention Hagayma, is only by the four cases brought down in the Gemara, or all cases. What about if you're not a makam sakana and there are listed that come to hurt you? That will be tomorrow on Sunday. Sure. Zak mishmer aviter chabeiz noigun levarach mnei the svir lehu de brachas ushava leinim brachas tefilas hadarach leil b'simun kufiyah in sham. Whenever you're going to make tefilas hadarach, the minhag svar is also to make brachas agaymo. So kol chav gimel miu apachis the makam karev kazeh bevadam abechesa sakana who less than the parasa that is not a sakana and less than the parasa. A person, even if he minik svard, would not make a bracha of agoyim when they travel. I don't know if these days, even the svardim have the minik. If you see in the side number 23, over there it says, "Achim benesiyim eir leirgash mitzuyus mechunius achiris betvish." Going from city to city with other cars in the road, the nitein liras mechunius achas l'shniyah. You can see it from one car into the other. Chasu b'shalos tshuvas arul tzion she'ein mevarkin af ne svard. Which is interesting because the Mishabru was mashmas totally in Hilchos Tefilas HaDarech. Tefilas HaDarech, we're going to say, even when traveling on a highway with cars all around. In here, the Metzion HaBashul, Chacham Metzion HaBashul, paskins that you don't say, even Minik Svar, not to say Birchas HaGaymel if you're on a road with lots of other cars, which is all highways basically. Interesting Nakuda over here because the Mishabru is mashmas more, it would be totally in. Feels a dark.
The
Mechaber
is mashma that the only reason the
Sfarim
did it was just
because
they had dangerous cities.
Right, so the Mechaber is mashma like we've been seeing Abishol saying, like, if it's not a sakana. If it's a sakana, then he say agaymal. If I'm just the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah threw me off because he says similar to Tefilas HaDarech, and that we say even though it's not really a sakana these days. Zok Siv Ches. Zok Mechaber, v'chol choyli tzarech levarech. Any choyli, a person has to make a bracha. Filo enei choyli shel sakana, even if it's not a disease which is a danger for his life. It's not an internal wound, which is a danger for his life. He already went to bed and he got out of bed. Someone goes to bed, it's like he went to the gardum. Gardum, so the article type for gardum was a word, scaffold. I forgot exactly what it meant. And it's interesting because the Sharatzin here quotes the Gemara. I learned the Amin Yemi with Moshe every morning, and we learned this Gemara this morning. That with the Sharatzin quotes over here, the Sharatzin in Oitzi Zion says, someone's chosh b'roshi has a headache, k'moishin esnu b'koiler, as if they put him b'koiler means like in chains. At that point, he's being judged that maybe he's going to get killed. Alul lamita k'mishalu v'gardim, it's even worse. He went to like the scaffold, which is a place where most people actually get killed. He's under judgment in a very dangerous area. And Ayin Shem Perish Rashi, the Chash Perosh is Mechosh Kal. Even a small Mechosh, a small headache, is already sounding like a little bit of Sakana, and you have to have that praklet of the Tshuva Maisim Taivin that it says over there, Echad Mini Elach, one out of 1,000 Malachim, and one out of 1,000 of the things that that Malach says should be good from your Tshuva Maisim Taivin to save you, even if you just Chash Perosh. But that's not just this Halach he's saying over here, that if someone goes to Mita, he was considered a hell of a garden. Perish Milo Sha'isim Dayanim L'Shevis Kishadonim, these steps that they had to make to sit when they judge you, lidoin, when hefesh ben sheyesh lemechesh kavua, bami zman lezman, or ben sheyene kavua, doesn't make a difference if it's the one that the person gets all the time, so like, big deal, happens all the time, or one that's not usual. Whatever it is, the mechaber paskins, if you get, you're laying in bed, you make birkas agaymel. So the minhag svardim, the mechaber's from svard, seemed to be agaymel was like all the time. Or at least if we would do it like that these days, it would be all the time. People have not feeling well all the time. Agav yeshayim, the ain't mevarach rak al chili sheyesh pesakana. The Rama says, no, only a chayli has a yitzvah sakana. Le'makas shel halal. Has to be an internal wound or some sort of sakana. That's the minig in Ashkenaz, that we only make it when there's actual sakana over here. Zukti mishabruah sakana chav dala kol shalom lamita. Avalim lo'alom lamita klal. a headache or a sore throat. Then you don't make a bracha at all, because then you just have chas b'roisha, it's nesnu b'koiler, but it's not by the gardum yet. You're only, you know, yeah, you have to have schosim to get better, but it's not mamish to the point where it's a sakana. Chav hei, ibnei shadayma kamisha alu, she'ein anu yoydim eich yetzi dinay. We don't know how a din is going to come out. Kamayke mechayla kamish enough on the mishka, ein anu yoydim seifay. Once a chayla falls in the bed, we don't know what's going to happen. So kama pa'am ma'afa bishat chilase, lahayi sakana, l'beseif niskaberes ha'machla b'li sakana. Many times, even though in the beginning it's not dangerous, but it quickly snowballs into sakana. So a person is in some sort of sakana that he already would make birchas hagomel according to the mechaber. Zok the sukkah chavava in hefesh bein uchalaymer shaloi tamer the mechus shabam isman lezman kvar yeduahu shein by sakana. The guy always gets this machla and a cane. But other rabba kol shu kavua who yosim eschaz. And the more he gets it, the more it's going to get stronger each time. Even though many times a nes happened, he was saved from the disease. But the shemayim rechamu, the shemayim had rechmanis. V'lav kol shaitim esrachish nisa. Adkan lashon harazav v'tshuva. And always will there be a nes. I can't take it for granted. Every time we get better, and always will we have a nes. Chavzayin abein she'ein kavua. El b'chol gam nakol she'ol lamita machamasei. Bizman shechashas boi chayel levarach acharkach. That even whatever the case is, if he goes to the mitah according to the mechaber, he has to make a bracha. Chavches v'gay makas shal chalal eshar chol yishesh pasakana ben kadachas shal kol haguf shekaren shaydirin the very severe fever. Mevor b'simin shin chavches ayin behalacha any sort of fever which would be a sakana, which is a machlokes on the Hilcha Shabbos if it's 104 or 102 different machlokes exactly depends. Usually it depends if it's a fever which we know the cause. Versus a fever which we don't know why it's here. If we know why it's here, since the person has the flu, and we know why it's here, it's not so scary. If a person has unexplained fever, that's a little scarier, and that already could be some sort of sakana. And the klal is there has to be an element of sakana in order to bench gaimel. You know, by COVID, there were a lot of shilas, you know, who should bench gaimel, who shouldn't bench gaimel. And with Veer, I did see a tshuva, I saw Shmuel Kamenetsky Shiva, he wrote, someone that was admitted to the hospital by COVID, he said they can make a gaimel, no problem. Someone who was not admitted to the hospital, so if at any point they felt that they were in sakana, they could bench gaimel, he said. But if they just, you know, were had a light case of adanah, but at any point they felt, this is at the height of corona, where, you know, that their breathing was getting a little bit harder and they felt that they were in danger, they would be already considered at that point, chayla sheish b'sakana. So, avada, every case a person has to ask a shayla, whatever disease or machla the person had and they got better, was it enough to make a hagaymul or not? I have to be, would have to live up to the bar of the Ramah, that it was some element of sakana over here. And we'll stop over here. Just tonight is the last live shir for Yom Tiv. Sunday B'dikas Chamesh is not going to be a live shir. So, mitzvah Hashem, chakosha b'sameach. I'm going to try to, I will record the shirm hopefully on time for each day, encourage the Yom to do the best to learn and keep up. And Isru Chag, I probably will still be on the road, but I'll be in touch with the Yom. Okay, we'll stop here.